One of Jesus' very favorite ways of ministering to the people was to teach them about his Father by using parables. And in today's gospel, we have three very closely related parables that teach us about the Father's heart. What is in the Father's heart toward us, his beloved children? Now, you could look just at the surface level and say, well, clearly they teach us that the Father doesn't just kind of sit there in heaven waiting for us, his children, to find our way to him. The Father goes out in search of us. Like the woman who lost the coin, she goes through the house sweeping and looking under everything, trying to find it. Or the shepherd who has a sheep that goes astray. The shepherd goes out, even leaving the 99 safe ones in the desert, going out in search of that one who has wandered. And like the father in the parable of the prodigal son, he's not just locked up in his house waiting for his son to come back. He goes out looking for his son. So this is what is in the Father's heart for each one of us. He's not just waiting for us to change our ways and come back. He goes out in search of us because he's longing for us. He desires us so ardently. But we also learn something very important from the two sons that we're told about in the parable. And the message here, well, it also teaches us something about the Father. But the two sons, I think we can safely say, teach us what not to do. Both of them have misunderstandings about who their father really is. And we see in the gospel parable that both of them are miserable because they don't understand their father. We start with the prodigal son. We don't know why exactly he left home, but we can safely say he was unhappy. And we can also say that he really didn't have a very good relationship with his father, or else he wouldn't have offended his father, basically slapping his father in the face and saying, "I want what I get when you're dead." Basically saying, "I want you dead so that I can have what's coming to me." This is how he disrespects and lacks love for his father. But we don't even have any words from the father at this point. He just, what does it say here? The father divided the property between them. That's it. But you can imagine how deeply the father was hurt by this action of his beloved son. In any case, the son has made his decision and he heads out. Goes to a distant country and wastes the whole inheritance, squanders it, burns through it in no time. And finally, he gets to such a place of suffering and misery that he thinks to himself, "I could maybe go back, because even my father's servants were treated well." So he makes his first good decision in a long time and decides to go back. So he has some inkling that his father is going to take him back, even though he thinks he has to convince his dad. He prepares this whole speech, right? "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I don't deserve to be called your son anymore. Just treat me as you would one of your hired servants." He thinks he has to convince his father to take him back. So he's got this whole speech prepared. And I just imagine this kid, young man maybe, heading back home. I bet he's shaken in his boots. He's afraid of what his father is going to do. Because he's going to go to his dad and not only say, "Dad, I messed up. I should have never treated you like this." But then he also has to inform his dad, "I blew the whole thing. I threw it away. I wasted what you gave me." No wonder he thinks that his father is going to be mad at him. But he also misunderstands his father because he thinks his father is going to treat him with strict justice. He thinks he's going to confess what he did, and he's going to be treated like a servant, a slave. His father has been looking for him. And when he appears, maybe as a little speck on the horizon, he gets close enough for his father to see who it is. He runs. He runs out to meet him. And in the original Greek language in this text, it says his father falls on the neck of his son. It says he embraced him and kissed him. But imagine his father running out, and instead of the son collapsing in the arms of the father collapses in the arms of the son. Because he spent his whole self in longing for his son to come back. He has so loved his son, so desired him, that he just, it's almost like he collapses in his son's arms with relief to finally welcome him home. And in that moment, the younger son's eyes are opened and he realizes he had the completely wrong idea about who his father was. And now he realizes that instead of strict justice, instead of, holding him accountable for all that he did, his father extends unconditional mercy and love. And in an instant, the son's past dissolves away. Now, the older son is also quite unhappy, even though he's been in his father's house all this time. Why is he unhappy? Because he misunderstands his father. He has the wrong notion of who his dad is. And when the prodigal son comes back, the older son finds out what's going on. He's angry. And he refuses to even go inside and see his brother and his father. So his father, again, goes in search of him. And the son, this older son, levels an accusation against his father. He says, look, all this time, I have done exactly what you told me to do. I have served you faithfully. I have never wandered away. I've always been here working for you. And yet, in spite of that, you don't give me anything. His father, we can almost picture him saying, you fool. You didn't know all along? Everything in my household belongs to you. You had full access to everything in my house. And here, all you thought I wanted was for you to work slavishly and obey my command? To offer me this formal obedience? You thought that was all I wanted? Poor sucker, You were really missing out because you don't know me. And perhaps in that instant, the older son realized that he also had misunderstood his father all along. He didn't know that his father was generous. He didn't know that his father wanted what was absolutely best for him and that his father wanted to give him everything. And so, in that instant, the son realized he needed to come to a better understanding of who his father was. I suspect that you and I, we all have some kind of misunderstanding about who God our Father is. Maybe we're like the younger son. We expect strict justice from God. We're ashamed to bring before God our weakness and our sin because we think we deserve to be punished and we deserve no longer to be God's children. Maybe we're like the older son and we think all God wants for us is strict obedience. Just do exactly what God is saying, basically like a slave. We don't realize that God is generous and that God wants us to have access, full access to everything in his kingdom. There might be 1,000 different ways that we misunderstand God, but one thing is clear from the parable. Unless we delve into the heart of God, unless we seek a deeper understanding of who God is and what is in God's heart for us, then our lives are going to be lacking. We're not going to have the fullness of happiness and peace and contentment that God wants us to have. So we might just ask God today for the grace, especially as we receive his Son Jesus in the Eucharist, the grace to come to a deeper understanding of who he is, and that we might dive into prayer more deeply, because prayer is chiefly the place where we come to know our Father more intimately. And when we come to know our Father more intimately, we might ask ourselves the question, why would we ever stray from the Father's house? Why would we ever wander from the Father's side? Why would we ever do anything to offend or displease our Father when we have a Father as good as this?